Waiting tables to make ends meet is a time-honored tradition for people in many professions. Restaurants depend on the hard work of actors, artists, and students. Writer Deborah Ginsberg spent 20 years serving meals to other people.
What exactly is meant by personal service? In addition to suggesting wines, explaining menu items, and offering variations on specific dishes, personal service extends into some very gray areas. Recently, for example, I found myself working a particularly busy Saturday night, managing 5 tables, 4 of which contained large parties. Each one of these tables expected very personal service and wanted me at the table almost constantly. One table of 3 couples insisted on ordering their drinks one at a time, despite the fact that I repeatedly asked, "Would anyone care for anything else from the bar?" The host insisted that nobody did until I came back with the one drink he'd ordered. At that point, he asked me, "Are you going to bring the gin and tonic also?" Of course, by the time I'd made 6 trips for 6 drinks, the first person to order one was ready for the next, starting the whole cycle all over again. The adjacent table was celebrating a birthday, and I was taken aside by each member of the party to make sure that I wouldn't forget to bring our free birthday dessert, and we want candles and singing also. After I'd assured everyone individually that I would not forget, the 90-year-old matriarch whose birthday they were all celebrating yanked at my sleeve until I bent over close to her lips. "It's my birthday," she snapped, "and I don't want any damn singing. You got it?" The third table consisted of a couple with 3 small children who began to slide out of their chairs almost immediately after being seated. "We're in a bit of a hurry," the mother told me. "The kids can't really wait. Do you think it will take a long time? Can you rush our food? But don't bring the main course until we've finished our appetizers." Despite the strain, however, I was managing to juggle all these demands without falling into the abyss that waiters refer to as hopelessly buried, until a man at the 4th table, 2 elderly couples and their married children, had a little too much to drink. As I was clearing their plates and getting ready to deliver dessert menus, the wife of the drunken man offered me a wad of vomit-soaked napkins. "This is for you," she said, placing them on my tray when I refused to touch them. "He's not feeling well," she said, pointing to her husband. "Can you bring us some napkins?" My night more or less fell apart after that, but I still had certain decisions to make. I really couldn't contain my disgust at the gall of the vomit woman, and she took offense. I had to write the table off. As for the multiple drink table, they complained that my service was slow. "Are you having a bad night?" the host asked me, and tipped accordingly. After I called in all my favors with the kitchen, I managed to get the food for the couple with the children in record time. I didn't receive any thanks for this, verbally or monetarily, but I was relieved that I hadn't given them any cause to complain. The birthday table was a bit dicier. After weighing my options, I brought out a small cake studded with candles, along with several waiters, who sang happy birthday in loud off-key Italian. The matriarch shot daggers at me with her eyes, and I shrugged. After all, she wasn't paying the bill.
Deborah Ginsberg reading from her new book, Waiting: The True Confessions of a Waitress.